Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we'll introduce each other. I'm John Delacos, I'm chair and starting in that end.
I'm Dave.
Bob Marks.
Roxana Valadares.
And absent is Judith C. County staff introductions, that's Stephen Demerit from Central Planning.
Comprehensive Planning.
Beatrice Martinez from Sacred Woods Office, and our new secretary, Victoria Bonner.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Everybody please turn off your cell phones and so we don't have any unnecessary interruptions. And looks like we have apparently one item this evening.
I don't see the people.
I'll read them.
Yes.
First item is the Highland LLC.
Announcements, community announcements.
Community announcements, I'm sorry. Are there any community announcements this evening?
I actually have one.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
Commissioner Sagalow is hosting his first cleanup on April 13th at 9 a.m. We're cleaning up the Flamingo Road Trail. And if you want to meet with and help clean up, it's going to be the meetup locations at Mack Middle School, Jerome Mack Middle School. And we invite the community to go if you can. And there's some flyers if you want to take it to your neighborhoods out by the sign-in sheet.
I'll let the Friends of Winchester, the new Friends of Winchester, know as well.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a couple of them. I'll get them.
Okay, we have two items on the agenda. Are representatives of both items here this evening, or do we just have one? Are you representing Mr. Katanz?
Yes.
And are you together?
Yes.
Okay, then I guess we just have one. So why don't we take item number two first, since we don't have item number one here.
You need to approve the minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then public comment.
Oh. Okay, I got to put these down here. Minute of approval, that's not down on my list. Oh, wait, we got it here. I'm sorry, it is. We need to approve the minutes from our March 12th meeting as submitted. Do we have any additions or corrections? Seeing none, I move that we approve them as submitted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Now we have
tonight's agenda.
Yeah, tonight's agenda. We need to approve this evening's agenda. I move that we approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Now we have, do we have any informational items? I think that's where I have that coming, so I'll have to change that then. I guess we'll read the first item into the record. WS-19-0092-Thomas B. It's a waiver of development standards to reduce the side setback for an existing carport in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 2/10 acres in a R1 single-family residential zone generally located on the south side of Clara Avenue, 100 feet east of Talbot Circle within Winchester. Is the applicant or representative here? Okay. Would you stand up and state your name and tell us who you're representing, please?
I'm Teresita Catanis, wife of Mr. Thomas Catanis, the owner of the Brown property.
Okay.
And I'm here to request the waiver of development standards.
Okay. Now, is there anything you'd like to share with us? Because this item has kind of had a long, winding road.
I know. I would want to say that last 2016, you were here also.
Yes, ma'am.
You weren't here to say about this property, but then after that, we gave it to somebody who didn't have the permit for the permit, because we were required to do the permit. But then, only to find out that they did not do it, and finally we found out that it had already expired, so they are trying to apply it.
Okay, so you engage someone to help you?
We have to open it for a public comment first, and then the board can discuss.
Okay, is there any public comment on this issue? Let me put that down. Okay, hearing none, do we have comments?
About questions?
Yeah, how about questions from the board or comments from the board?
I recall this topic from about, I think, a year and a half ago.
You guys were here?
Yes.
And 29 months. I looked it up.
You guys didn't build the carport, right? You bought the home?
No, we built it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I think we were reporting something. But we don't know who was who. And then finally, we received a notice. So, yeah, and then we started working on it. And then after that, we gave it to somebody to work on the permit.
Yeah.
And then we didn't know that they didn't work on it. And then after that, only to find out that it was expired.
My only question is for the county. Why is there a 5-foot setback for something so simple as a carport?
Like the property line?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Well, it's for, you know, like a safety issue. If you get close to property line, it would be a fire hazard if two structures are close together, if they're close to property line.
Okay.
And like that. As far as like not having permits, it could be a safety issue. Will they say we're for electrical and all that?
No.
So, but generally, that's what the setback is for if you're creating.
Is there permits for plants or trees? Or
no.
Just structures.
Just for structures, especially single family.
Yeah. All right. No further questions.
When I drove by there and looked at it again, it did a couple of years ago, but I looked at it again today, and it, to me, it's kind of scary. It goes right up to the property behind it.
And
you know, there's no room for a vehicle to get by on the side for any reason, ambulance or whatever. It just seems very dangerous to me, and I think if we go forward with this, we're establishing a precedent that we may not be able to live with. But that's my feelings about announcing later when we go.
I don't disagree with Mr. Mike's comment at all. I guess my concern is this building permit that you're seeking at this time that you're trying to get, is this to modify the carport? Are you looking to bring it into compliance? Or are you just looking for it to be permitted as it is without making any modifications?
Well, if it is, given the chance to be given the permit that is it's up for whatever suggestions and advice.
Well, I don't have a problem with you having a carport. I think that's probably a good thing in Las Vegas, but I think it should be more in conformance with the county's standards that have been established for a reason. I mean, just for example, if your carport goes to the property line and the neighbor's carport goes to the property line, now the only thing that separates you is the width of a block wall fence, provided you have one. And if you don't and you have a wood fence, well, that's even worse. And what happens then if there's a problem on one house? See, a car catches fire in the carport. Now what do? Burn down four houses in the neighborhood? If they're all like that together, that's my concern. I don't have a problem with you having a carport. Mine would be, are you looking to modify it to maybe bring it into
there's a carport there before, and now they've added on all the way to the property line.
Do you have pictures? Yeah.
Okay.
I Googled it, and I see. I think the same one.
Yeah.
It says 29.
It looks like the same picture you've got.
Yeah.
It looks like we've all every picture in the world has these two cars in it. That's so funny.
Right? So, is it because it's right next to this property line?
Yeah, it's right against the wall.
But it looks like...
I mean, I'm not saying it
It's completely right next to it.
Yeah, it appears that there's, you can park, looks like you can park three cars in here right now, because there's three in this picture.
Yes.
It appears that if the carport were away from the property line, you'd still have room for three cars without a problem. I mean, do you see what I'm saying with the space here?
Yeah, but if you look at the neighbor's yard, they don't have a carport that extends to that side. They actually have, like, bushes, right? Do they have, like,
yes.
bushes
so
all the way home?
Our house is set back.
Oh, it's set back.
Yes.
So it doesn't even meet the carport.
That might be their home there.
But
way
it's
back.
Yeah, so yeah. It might be past the carport in the back. So how would the carport affect the neighbor?
None of these pictures show the relationship between this lot and the next lot.
And the next lot, yeah.
Is yours? Well, yeah, yours does. Yeah, no, don't make it so big. No. Okay.
So you kind of see, like, their fence. It looks like it meets at the...
It almost looks like... Is this like a curved street, maybe? With a turn sign?
Is it a cul-de-sac, almost?
Almost
a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
And then it straightens out and goes up towards Calvin.
So on that, with the county, if there's no building right next to the carport, how is it like? How would it affect the neighbors in any shape, way, or form?
Generally, it's up to the neighbors if they feel it's an encroachment. So it's 5 feet for both the principal and accessory structure.
Okay.
What does your neighbor think or say, or do we even know? The person that lives next door.
I haven't talked to him.
Have they ever said anything to you?
No.
Has there been any?
Yeah, there was.
But I guess they just...
That
was the back in 2016.
Oh. Steam, yeah.
And everything's been...
Quiet since.
Suppressed.
Yeah.
Now, is it that side or is it the other side?
No, it's that.
It's this side.
That side, yeah. Do you have any more questions or comments from anyone?
Would it be safer if, is it just the height that is the problem of the carport? Like, what if she brought it in a little bit?
No, it isn't the height. It's that it goes right up to the fence.
The
yeah, if
right,
it were, if it were brought in.
How many inches in would it have
well,
to
not
be?
Inches, it's feet.
Feet.
5 feet.
5 feet
so,
in.
Yeah.
That would take up a lot.
If you look at the space between the cars, when you that one picture where there were three cars parked,
yeah,
there's room.
Yeah, but you see how right here is as a pillar to hold up part of it. So that's this part that's extending out. And to take 5 feet away from that, the car would not fit in there.
No, I agree with that. It would require a major modification.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to deny only because I just don't see how this is a good idea. Okay, anybody else have anything to say on this? Contributions, comments? Okay. I would like to call for a vote on this item. All in favor of approving this item, please say aye.
Aye.
Denial?
Aye.
Okay. You're going to have to go to the Planning Commission next, I believe, and plead your case to them, but we can't do more for you because it's not a good idea. And you need to, I think, end up fixing it. And I'm just sorry that it's taken this long. I apologize for anybody that you put you through for this. You shouldn't have to do this twice. That's sad.
Okay. So
anybody else? More comments?
No comments.
Okay.
Was that a legit motion then? Yeah, okay.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
So unfortunately, you're going to have to go back and
She goes to the Planning Commission on the 16th, and then they have the final say with the board's recommendation. Bring enough documents for the seven Planning Commission members, if you can. And do you know where it is at the Government Center? The Planning Commission?
It is Government Center? It is
the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, across some World Market
Center. It has the yes. Pyramid.
It is... is it in the
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. I mean, just to help you guys out a little bit, the staff notes say that if it is approved that they recommend you paint the exposed wood, so maybe before the Planning Commission meeting, paint it?
Well, they advise us before not to do anything. That's why we can't do anything. That was before.
All right. Well, they have a note saying, well, hey, if it does go through, it would be nice if it was painted. And then you can say, hey, listen, we painted it. And, you know, 1 out of 4 of the town board people supported it. And maybe they'll give it a green light. So there's still hope. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you demonstrate some proactive action.
And take pictures of... your neighbor's house, like how far back is it?
And like, also maybe from the side, your neighbor's yard, where the carport from this direction, so people can get a better explain to your approach.
Or not, he's not asking that
We closed the hearing on this, so you voted.
Yes.
So we can need to go to the next item.
Yeah. Okay, and the next item is the Highland, M. Highland and LLC, and I don't see them here.
Is this the same one from last?
Yeah.
Last Tuesday? So
I think,
we held it.
John, can you read the whole number?
Sure. UC number 19-UC-19-0142-B, M. Highland LLC. It's a use permit for the following: a recreational facility, indoor simulated shooting facility with accessory commercial uses, minor training facility, sporting goods, firearms, and hookah lounge within an existing commercial complex on a portion of 6.7 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Highland Drive, 700 feet south of Edna Avenue within Winchester. For possible action, is the applicant here? No. Okay.
Now you can table it, or you can ask for...
Well, it's got to go before the Planning Commission, according to this note on the second. So I don't know how we can table it.
Well,
you can ask for a vote for denial, or...
Well, I'm going to ask for a vote for approval or denial, because we tabled it last time for them and they didn't come.
So
they don't care enough to come.
Even if the applicant's not here, we still have to open it to the public.
Okay.
If there's any public comment.
Does anybody have any public comment on the BM Highland LLC use permit?
Just close the public hearing.
We'll close public comment then.
No public comment, sorry.
And do we want to take a vote then on approving this item?
I move to deny it for wasting the time twice in a row now.
Absolutely.
And let the Planning Commission take it up.
I second that.
I agree with you completely. I would like to move for denial.
Well, can you
second?
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Okay. Now, let's see. All right, I think that's it.
Yeah, there's no general business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the last thing is comments by the public, if you can read them.
Comments by the general public. This period's devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's board or council's jurisdiction. Jurisdiction will be held, no vote may be taken on a matter that's not listed or posted on this agenda. Any comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, which will be done by the chair of the board council by majority vote. Do we have any general business on this evening? Okay, seeing none, I move for adjournment.
Next meeting?
Oh, the next meeting will be April 9th at the Winchester Community Center. Okay. I move for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Goodbye.
I just want to test it out. Okay, I'm against everybody.
Right. Okay, thank you very much for helping.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to get this. Don't worry. It's both our first meetings.
This is my first one.
This is our first meeting with people. We got a staff. We got everybody.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't here last time.
No. On the date, you need to go present.
Oh, let me grab you some flyers.
Please. Yes, thank you.